We're doing Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We'll dedicate our learning tonight to Yehuda Frankel. We're waiting for his return. We're up to Rosh Hashanah Yud Chet Amud Bet, about 10 lines from the bottom. The beginning of the line is the word Hanach. And we're up to 4 words into the line, Mativ Rav Kahana. What we had seen is that the Gemara brought an argument whether Megillas Tanis was annulled. All the holidays that were instituted in the period of the Second Temple, so they were recorded in this work called Megillas Tainis. And the question is, when the Second Temple was destroyed, were these holidays annulled? So one opinion says they were, and the other opinion says they weren't. And we saw earlier at the top of the page that when there was peace, so they said, rejoice on these fast days, on the 5 fast days. And if there is no peace, so then you have to fast on the fast days, like we fast today. Shiva Sarv Tams and Tans Tiber, etc. So that's why he says that the whole Megillas Tanis were days of rejoicing when you have peace. Now that we don't have peace, now that the temple's destroyed, so that's it. The whole Megillas Tanis goes out the window, just like all those fast days today are reinstated because the temple is non-existent. So so too, all those holidays are also disqualified, so to speak. We don't celebrate them anymore. The other opinion says, no. We say that those fast days were contingent on the temple. When you have a temple, you don't fast when the temple's destroyed, so that's why they instituted those fasts. But the holidays, once they were instituted, so those rabbinic holidays of the Second Temple remain. Mativ Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana asked, Maaseh v'gazlut ta'anit v'chanukah b'lud. It happened that the courts saw fit to declare a fast day. Must have been a period of drought. And it fell out on Chanukah in the city of Lud. V'yarad Rav Elezer v'rachatz v'Rav Yeshua v'siper. Rav Elezer and Rav Yeshua. Rav Elezer went and bathed on that day. Rav Yeshua took a haircut. V'amar lehem tzu v'itanu al ma she'itanitem. And v'amru lehem. They both told them, you guys had no right to do that. Chanukah is still around, and just because the temple's destroyed doesn't mean you could declare a fast day on Chanukah. Go fast over the fact that you fasted on Chanukah. So you see that Chanukah is still around, even after the destruction of the Second Temple, and that Chanukah was recorded in Megillas Tanis. That's where Chanukah was instituted, like the other holidays of the Second Temple. So if Chanukah's around, you see the Megillas Tanis is still relevant. Amar Rav Yosef, Shani Chanukah, Deika Mitzvah. So, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef says Chanukah is different because there's a mitzvah on Chanukah, so that doesn't get annulled. Now, the truth is, Rashi writes, Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua were after the destruction of the temple because the temple was destroyed in the days of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, their Rebbe. So that needs explanation because it says in Avos Rabbi Nosson that when Vespasian lay siege on Jerusalem, so Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai asked his disciples, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer, to take him out of the city. So that means that, they were around after the destruction of the temple, but they were also around before the destruction of the temple. So who's to say when this story happened? So perhaps if Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are giving their own halachic ruling, that's an indication that they're the ones running the show and that this was after the period of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Perhaps.
From here, we infer that on Chanukah, I don't remember if we do Hesped or not. I don't remember what we're going to do.
No.
So also from here, we learn since we don't have any Tanit, even despite the fact that the temple is destroyed, therefore we can do also Hesped and other kinds of stuff.
Correct, as we will see. Amale Abaye v'tiv t'li v'tiv v'tel mitzvotam. Abaye says, what kind of answer is that? So annul Chanukah and you'll stop having the mitzvah to light candles on those days. El Amar of Yosef, Shani Chanukah, demifarsim nisa. Everyone knows the miracle and we already have the custom, so everyone treats it like it's biblical, so we don't annul something once it's been accepted by everyone like Chanukah. It's not like the other holidays, the other rabbinic holidays. So Chanukah, we don't annul. Mativ Ravacha Barhuna. Bitlata Betishrei Betelat Adkauta Minshtaraya. It says in Megillas Tanis, in Aramaic, that they worked hard to get people to stop writing God's name in their documents. They finally succeeded on the 3rd of Tishrei to get this custom across that people should stop writing God's name on their documents, because people would end up throwing them out, and then it was desecration of God's name. And they thought that it was unnatural that they would ever succeed. They kept trying, but when they finally succeeded, they saw it as such a godsend that they were successful. They made it into a holiday on the 3rd of Tishrei. They were able to remove the mention of God's name in documents.
That's Shtraya?
What?
What's the word that says
Adkauta is the mention of God's name in Shtaraya from the document. Because the way things evolved was as follows. Originally, the Greek Empire wanted to get us to convert. So they made all kinds of institutions. One of the institutions they made was that they made a decree. You're not allowed to mention God's name. And when the Hasmoneans overtook them, so they instituted the people should mention God's name and even in their documents. And this is how they'd write. It was this number of years to the rule of Yochanan the high priest, to Hashem who is above us all. So they'd mention Hashem's name in the documents. So the Hasmoneans made an institution, and they meant well. But when the rabbis heard it, they said, Amru, Lemachar Zepore Tchovo, what's going to happen after the guy pays back his debt? And then they're going to throw out the document. And then you're going to have God's name in the trash. That's not respectful. Uvitlum. So the rabbi said, stop doing it. And they didn't think they'd succeed, because people were already catching, this was already catching on. And when they succeeded in annulling the Hasmoneans institution, when they succeeded in getting people to stop writing God's name into their documents, the Toyom Asu Yom Tov, they made that day into a holiday.
Is there the Hasmonean that they instituted to write God's name?
Mm-hmm.
So we also saw about that documents, they go according to the year of the king.
Mm-hmm.
So why not here?
Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the king. The Hasmoneans took the throne. And if you'll tell me that Megillas Tanis is no longer relevant, if the whole Megillah is not relevant, so what does it mean that they added another holiday because they succeeded in annulling the decree? What are you adding holidays? The whole system is gone. The Talmud says, no. This didn't happen after Megillas Tanis stopped being relevant. This all happened while Megillas Tanis was relevant. This all happened during the period of the first Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says, really? If this all happened during the period of the first Beit HaMikdash, then you had another holiday, you had another day on the 3rd of Tishrei. The Tepek Le'davel Yom She'ne'arag Gedaliah ben Achikam. If the Beit HaMikdash was still around, so we said that all the fast days that were instituted after the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, they became holidays in the period of the second Beit HaMikdash. So now, this, the 3rd of Tishrei, is the day that Gedaliah was murdered, was assassinated. And it was Tzom Gedaliah. In the period of the second Beit HaMikdash, that's a holiday. So what do they have to institute another holiday on that very same day? It already has holiday status.
But they can also say, and not just because we have a temple, so we have Shalom, therefore Tzom Gedaliah is a Yom Tov, but plus, in addition, also,
there's no need. If the day's a holiday already, if it's a, what does it mean it's a holiday? You're not allowed to fast and you're not allowed to eulogize.
But we said it was something important that they stopped meeting.
It's important, but why are you instituting another holiday for on the same day? It has no halachic relevance other than that you don't say tachanon and you don't do eulogies. You don't say hespit. So that status it had already.
So since there is a calendar of Hanukkah that many rabbis seem to say if they could, maybe the Hanukkah would be different. No, whether the Hanukkah, we said Hanukkah doesn't have any sense, because the whole discussion about Hashmoneim, right, they took the throne. So why there is no koach to mevatel for
Chanukah? Maybe they didn't want to. They didn't want to. Once it was accepted, they didn't want to have been mevatel Chanukah.
About this chag that many rabbis were not so fond of, how things.
So what? Still. So the Gemara says, why did they have to institute a holiday on the 3rd of Tishrei? That was Tzom Gedalia that had turned into a holiday during the Second Temple. Answers the Gemara, when they instituted a holiday, so then what happens is, the holidays in Megillas Tanis, not only do we say that you shouldn't fast on that day, but even the day beforehand is prohibited from fasting. So just for Tzom Gedalia, so then that day would be a special day now. But it doesn't do anything to the day before. Now that we make the 3rd of Tishrei a holiday of Megillas Tanis, so that also prohibits Beis Tishrei from fasting. So the Gemara says, wait a second, who needs that? Shelfanav nami tepukle davele yom shlachar rosh chodesh. We have a rule that the days that are holidays, so the day beforehand you don't fast, the day afterwards you don't fast, all the holidays of Megillat Tanit have different terminology. And if they have a certain terminology, then that indicates that you don't fast the day afterwards either. So, Tzom Gedalia, they instituted a holiday on the 3rd of Tishrei. We said the 3rd of Tishrei was Tzom Gedalia, which turned into a holiday. So then we said, no. By instituting Megillas Tanis holiday on the 3rd of Tishrei, that gains them that the 2nd of Tishrei is also prohibited in fasting. So the Talmud says, but who needs that? It's the day after Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei. So Beis Tishrei is the day after Rosh Chodesh. So doesn't that automatically absolve it from any fast? Answers the Gemara. Rosh Chodesh Doraita V'Doraita L'Bai Chizuk. The whole idea of prohibiting the day after a holiday from fasting was to strengthen the actual day. I say you don't fast on that day, you don't fast on the next day. So everyone gets it through their head that this is a holiday. Fine. Rosh Chodesh is biblical. I don't need to get it through people's head. Anything that's biblical has its own strength. The rabbis' institutions needed strengthening, so they said the day after, the day before, you're also prohibited. But Rosh Chodesh doesn't need that. So technically, before this institution, on Beis Tishrei, you could have fasted. Once they gave Gimel Tishrei holiday status because they got them to stop writing God's name in documents, so then Beis Tishrei became also prohibited from fasting, and that's what they wanted to accomplish. So that's the Gemara's answer at this point. Yes?
But like it says here, so it doesn't matter because Chosh Chodesh, after Chosh Chodesh, you're going to fast.
You're allowed to fast any day after Chosh Chodesh. Days of any month, you're allowed to fast. It's only on rabbinic institutions do we prohibit the next day. Doraita, the biblical holidays, lo bai chizuk. We don't need to strengthen them.
And since Chosh Chodesh is Doraita, so the rabbis also said that after Chosh Chodesh we can fast.
You can fast the next day, yes.
We cannot.
You may.
You may fast
the day after Rosh Chodesh. Now, when they made Gimel Tishrei into a Megillas Tanis holiday, so that's what gained the prohibition on the second day.
And since Tzom Gedalia, when there is no Shalom, it's Tanit. And when there is Shalom, there is no Tanit. And if they institute Tzom Tanit, meaning that will be on holiday for itself, right?
I didn't understand.
So here we see that Tzom Gedalia, if there is no Shalom, we fast. We've said if they institute this Tanit because of the Torah Tishrei, because they stop writing God's name, so that will be a holiday for itself.
It would be a holiday for itself, which would also make Bet Tishrei prohibited from fasting. Okay, we'll stop there.